Another Republican who faces an uphill battle is Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays. He is the only Republican member of the House from New England, and he's held the seat for more than 20 years. But his last two elections were close calls. Diane Orson of member station WNPR has this story on Shays' latest tough contest.
Connecticut's 4th Congressional District starts in the city of Bridgeport. Head south, and you pass through Fairfield, Westport, and Greenwich. Wealthy suburban towns with some of the highest per capita incomes in the nation. Democrats dominate in the city. Republicans control the suburbs.
Chris Shays has had to stand on a balance beam to try to make this politically feasible to hold on to.
Scott McLean teaches political science at Quinnipiac University. He says voters have sent Shays to Washington for 10 terms because he's seen as a thoughtful, moderate Republican who's willing to listen to different points of view.
And voters appreciate that no matter what party they are. Chris Shays is really a Republican from another era.
But with the current economic crisis hammering the thousands of Wall Street executives who live in his district and Shays' staunch support of the Iraq War, Democrats see this as a chance to link the incumbent to the unpopular policies of President Bush. Shays is fighting back with an ad comparing himself to both presidential candidates.
The hopefulness of Obama, the straight talk of McCain, it's what Christopher Shays has always stood for.
In a car driving between campaign stops, Shays says the ad expresses his independent ways.
I'm not a partisan Republican. I'm not a partisan Democrat. I'm someone in the middle of the political spectrum that can work with both sides of the aisle, and I do.
But critics charge that when push comes to shove, Shays lines up behind the Republicans. He co-chairs John McCain's presidential campaign in Connecticut, and Democratic challenger Jim Himes blames Shays, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, for failing to prevent the current economic meltdown.
We are in this predicament because of an ideology of which Chris Shays has been a part. An anti-regulation, take your eye off the ball, take the referee off the field ideology which has brought us to where we are today.
Himes is a former vice president of Goldman Sachs, who left Wall Street 6 years ago to head up a nonprofit affordable housing organization. He says his years in the financial services industry have given him the experience to tackle tough economic challenges. They've also given him the Wall Street connections that have helped him keep up with Shays in the fundraising race. Himes hopes to win over Democratic voters like Stamford resident Thomas Bradford, who supports Barack Obama.
We've been under this thing for maybe 8 years, and things been going down. I think with a change, things might turn the other way. I like Obama ideas, and Jim Hines seemed like he's the same way.
A recent poll has Shays up 10 points. But with so many undecided voters in the district, it's anyone's bet. Democrats are counting on residents inspired by Obama to vote a straight Democratic ticket. Chris Shays is hoping that voters continue to see him as the kind of independent New England Republican that they want in an increasingly polarized Washington. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.